you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This is a program about 1967. In 1967, Muhammad Ali refused to enter the military and was banned from boxing for 3 years. And 100,000 people surrounded the Pentagon to demonstrate against the Vietnam War. At the Monterey Pop Festival, Jimi Hendrix burned his guitar on stage. The Jefferson Airplane, The Who, and Janis Joplin also gave great performances. But Otis Redding stole the show. Otis died in a plane crash 6 months later. On television, the Rolling Stones changed their lyrics of Let's Spend the Night Together to Let's Spend Some Time Together at the request of TV host Ed Sullivan. And the Doors were asked to change the line in the song Light My Fire from Girl, We Wouldn't Get Much Higher, and agreed to do so as a condition of appearing. But Jim Morrison sang it as originally written, and the Doors were banned forever from the Ed Sullivan Show. In England, the Beatles recorded and released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And in America, Aretha Franklin recorded this. That, of course, was Aretha Franklin belting out her version of the Otis Redding hit song Respect. That song is the reason this radio program is called R-E-S-P-E-C-T. After hearing Aretha's version, Otis said that the girl took my song away from me. Respect was number one on the charts for 8 consecutive weeks. Let's go to the Motor City of Detroit for 2 in a row.
And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes.
First you heard Bernadette by the Four Tops. It was also a major hit. The gritty, soaring vocal of lead singer Levi Stubbs is backed by the deep voices of Duke Faker, Obie Benson, and Lawrence Payton. The high harmonies are provided by the Andantes, at that time composed of Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barrow, and Luvane Demps. The song is also known for its false ending and fading to silence, which is broken by the shouted, "Bernadette!" If you know and love the song like I do, it is hard to restrain yourself from shouting it too. The second song, "Ain't No Mountain High Enough," was sung by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The backup singers also included the Andantes. Written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, it was a top 20 hit, but has increased its critical and popular acclaim since 1967 and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Let's head south to Stax Records in Memphis.
When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. And if I know she's worried, then I would feel that same misery.
That was "When Something Is Wrong With My Baby" by the great soul duo Sam and Dave. The song was written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter, who collaborated on hundreds of songs and had hits recorded by Sam and Dave, Johnny Taylor, Carla Thomas, William Bell, Rufus Thomas, Mabel John, and many others. Next up, another classic from Sam and Dave.
Thank you.
You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH 101.9 FM, and I'm DJ Rick. That was Soul Man, which was a monster hit for Sam and Dave, spending 7 consecutive weeks at number 1 on the R&B chart and number 2 on the pop chart. Sam and Dave got a Grammy Award for Soul Man for Best R&B Group Performance. And also, Sam and Dave had more soul hits in the 1960s than anyone except Aretha Franklin. Speaking of Aretha Franklin...
Only you can heal my soul. To be free, to fly away and sing to the world about my soul.
That was Aretha Franklin's version of King Curtis's song, Soul Serenade. It was recorded and released in 1967 and appeared on her groundbreaking album, I've Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, which is the song we're going to hear next. Once again, don't you never, never say that we're through, 'cause I- Aretha's I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You topped the charts for 7 consecutive weeks in the spring of 1967. And the song that toppled Aretha from the top of the charts was the swinging Jimmy Mack by Martha and the Vandellas. Jimmy Mack was actually recorded by Martha and the Vandellas in 1964. I'm not sure, but it wasn't released until 1967, when it was a number one hit on the R&B chart, and a top ten song on the pop chart. The lead vocal is by Martha Reeves, with background vocals by the Vandellas, who at that time consisted of Rosalind Ashford and Annette Beard. Again, as with many Motown songs, the Andantes added harmony vocals. The catchy rhythm track was, of course, by the Funk Brothers. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH 101.9 FM, LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org.
Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Locked your love away from me.
Love is here. Thank you.
dreams. He gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left this trail. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out. You're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
That was Love Is Here and Now You're Gone by The Supremes. I still have the vinyl record of that one, although most of my records have serious damage from years ago. Love Is Here and Now You're Gone was written by Holland Dozier Holland and was a number one hit on the pop chart, and it was The Supremes' 9th number one single. It's typical that they have the chunky beat on the tambourine, and I love the spoken sections with Diana Ross getting emotional. The music gets very dramatic. This is pop soul as it should be. Now for something completely different. That was the version of Groovin' by Booker T and the MGs, one of many instrumental hits by the group, which was the house band at Stax Records in Memphis. The group was composed of Booker T. Jones on organ, Steve Cropper on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass, and Al Jackson Jr. on drums. They played on innumerable hits from Otis Redding, Carla Thomas, Albert King, and Sam and Dave, as well as being a headlining group on their own. As I've mentioned on previous programs of R.E.S.P.E.C.T., the band was two white guys and two black guys, and they were as tight personally as they were in their music. Let's cue up two in a row from Wilson Pickett.
Yeah!
You just heard two from Wilson Pickett. First, I'm in Love, and second, the classic Funky Broadway. Funky Broadway reached number one on the R&B charts and number eight on the pop charts. It knocked the James Brown hit Cold Sweat from number one, and again was topped by number one by Jackie Wilson's smash, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. The song I'm in Love is written by Bobby Womack and recorded and released in 1967 by Wilson Pickett. Bobby Womack wrote the song as a reaction to criticism he received after marrying Sam Cooke's widow just 3 months after Sam, his mentor, had been shot dead. Bobby said that he was concerned for the welfare of Barbara Cooke and her young children and married her promptly to protect them, but relatives and friends of Sam Cooke didn't take lightly that he was driving Sam's car, wearing Sam's clothes, and making a public show of his new life with Sam's wife. There's a longer story about this, which I will save for my planned program on Bobby Womack. The song I'm in Love was a number one hit for Aretha Franklin when she recorded it and released it in 1974. I think we should next check out this number by Joe Tex.
She don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of her. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. And don't you worry about a doggone thing. Hey, go, there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby. Skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm gonna give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody, please take the lady with the skinny legs. Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody too now. Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
I don't
want to
take.
You know, fool. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a class, but no. So I know the kind of women class like. Little Leroy will take her. Say, Leroy, you got it. You won't act like that man ain't yours. That's cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. You act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all right. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Hup, hup, because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, there is. Let's keep on walking. Hup, be ashamed of what you got. Hup, somebody wants what you got just as badly as you do. I'm still trying to get rid of this.
That was the inimitable Skinny Legs and All by Joe Tex. Joe Tex was a veteran of the soul scene when he cut a so-called live album in 1967 featuring Skinny Legs and All. His appeal was in his striking good looks and his stage show, complete with complex choreography, microphone moves, elaborate stage clothes with multiple costume changes, and a real sense of how to work a crowd. Skinny Legs and All has a kind of absurd charm. Although it was promoted as a live album, Skinny Legs and All was actually cut at American Studios in Muscle Shoals, and the live audience was added later to help recreate the excitement of a Joe Tex live performance. In the early days of the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson used to perform this song as a child, copying Joe Tex's style. Now for another one of my favorite songs of 1967. That was the classic I Was Made to Love Her by Stevie Wonder. Although Stevie Wonder wrote many songs, he said in 1968 that I Was Made to Love Her stood out for him because it was a, quote, true, unquote song. While I'm sure that he later wrote many other songs that were also true for him, you have to love the direct storytelling style, such as I Wore High Top Shoes and Shirt Tails, Susie Was in Pigtails, I Knew I Loved Her Even Then, and also I Was Knee High to a Chicken When the Love Bug Bit Me, I Had the Fever with Every Passing Year. Stevie's trademark harmonica style starts things off, and then it is accompanied by a swinging rhythm track from Motown's Funk Brothers. The song seems bright and fresh after all these years.
Baby. Jimmy a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The first song you heard was Shake a Tail Feather by James and Bobby Purify, covering a song that was originally recorded by the Five Deutones. The two Purifies were not brothers, they were cousins who grew up in Florida, but they recorded at American Studios in Muscle Shoals. The duo had a few hits, including I Take What I Want and the mid-tempo I'm Your Puppet, but I think Shake a Tail Feather is still a fun, party-type song. The second song was The Letter by the Box Tops, considered one of the best blue-eyed soul groups. The lead singer of the Box Tops was Alex Chilton, who grew up in Memphis. Despite the confident, gritty vocals, Alex Chilton was just 16 when they recorded The Letter as their first single. It was a huge hit, spending 4 weeks at number one. Not only that, it was an international hit, charting in the top 20 in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Chile, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Israel, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, South Africa, Spain, and Sweden. And at 1 minute 52 seconds, it was one of the shortest songs ever to chart and one of the few short songs to get a gold record. And now for a rave-up by the architect of rock and roll, the fabulous Little Richard.
Well, all right, everybody, let your hair down. If you got on a wig like some people think I got on, and this is my own beautiful hair, what to do with the fellas? Take it off! I said, and get down and win. be no fool. Let's go by the golden rule. Let's go. Come on, get in line. I said, stump your feet.
As you can tell, there was a wealth of great music in 1967. Let's go out with some classic soul from Stax Records, with Otis Redding's live version of Sam Cooke's Shake, recorded in London in 1967.
Shake! Everybody say it. Shake! Early in the morning, late in the evening, in the midnight hour, when the time going bad now, shake with the feeling, shake with the feeling. Listen while I talk to you now, tell you what I'm going to do now, got some new things going to ride there. Shake it, shake it, baby. Shake it like a bowl of soup, yeah. Let it go loop-de-loop, yeah. Put your hand on the hip now. Come on and let your backbone slip. Move your body like your hip and just shake. Got to have it. Shake in the morning, early in the evening. Take my dog, you might now. Or if you do it right now. Put your hand on the hip, yeah. Come on, let your backbone slip. Move your body like the hip with that shake. All that muscle now. Early in the morning, late in the evening, all night long, yeah. Yeah. Now if you do it, do it right now. Let your body loose tonight again. Oh, how much is shake. Everybody say shake. One more time, say shake. Everybody say shake. Everybody say shake. One more time, say shake. Everybody say shake.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.